April 17th, 2012.
Almost.
I don't remember. We left off last time in Chav Vav and Mer Aleph. Anybody remember how far we got?
I'll look at my book.
The bottom line? Okay.
I'll give you a third one.
Let's see. The bottom thesis is important.
We did service.
We did, sir. Well, you have a marker. In Chumash Rashi, three lines up from the bottom. Okay. On the narrow lines. Oh. Esh is ger. The Mishnah says that the din of the din of Soita applies even if the woman is married to a ger. What's the chiddush? Because the pasuk says Dabel Bnei Yisrael. So sometimes we might Bnei Yisrael v'lo gerim, and sometimes we might Bnei Yisrael v'lo benos Yisrael. Like the first pasuk in Vayikra, Dabel Bnei Yisrael v'marat aleim odem mikem ki akrab korban. So the Gemara says Bnei Yisrael v'lo benos Yisrael. What do you mean? A woman can't donate a korban? Gemara says no. A woman who brings a korban is not allowed to do smicha. You lean on the korban. M'chol kerchet. That's only Bnei Yisrael v'lo benos Yisrael. And other times you have a pasuk Bnei Yisrael v'lo gerim. It doesn't apply to gerim. Here it says Bnei Yisrael. It's not b'mayit b'nos Yisrael. It's talking about the husband whose wife has mezana. The husband takes it to the drink to my mamorim. So you can't say Bnei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. So you should have said Bnei Yisrael v'lo gerim. So that's in brachas. The Gemara quotes that was a machlokes hatanoim bizman ha'abayis, bizman ha'migdush, whether eshes ger can be, whether the miracle was promised for eshes ger or not.
So the
So the Mishnah says that the din does apply. Mishnah says the din does apply. Oh, what do you mean? Oh, that was before. That we did already. Eshes ger we did. Fine. Then we eshes kain. Eshes kain shoysa also. Even if the woman is married to a kain, pshita fegnemar. What's the chiddush? Why should you think that the miracle of maim hamorim was not promised if the woman is married to a kain? Kain levi sold. They're all Jewish. Have the Gemara name. One might have thought mistakenly that the Pasuk says, Pasuk describes the whole din of Soita. So it says, Vehi lo nispasa. She was not raped. She was not attacked by Chavav Amir Aleph and Soita. She was not attacked. She was not Nensa. If she would be Nensa, so she's Muteris Labaila. If she was Mazana Berotzain, then she's Asura Baila. So the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the Maim HaMorim, to ascertain whether she was Mizana Beratzan or not. But if she's married to a Kayin, even if she's Nensa, she has to get divorced. And Eshes Kayin, she Nensa, has to get divorced. Because she's a Zaina Asur LaKayin. Even though it's Bainus, she's called a Zaina. So that's what the Gemara said. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Ma'u detaim, one might have said. The old Parsha describes a Soita the Hidlon is Pasal Asura. If she was Mizana Beratzon, she becomes Asura. Honest Paso, Muteris. But if she was attacked, she was Nensa. She can stay with her husband, Abba Vizu. But if she's married to a Kohen, this woman, Holben is Paso, Asura, Echer Asura. So she doesn't fit into the Parshas. I would have thought the whole Parsha of Soito doesn't apply to an Eshes Kohen. Aim, I would have thought, Leitishte, you shouldn't give it a my mamorim, because it's not going to ascertain what we want to know. If a woman is married to a Levi or a Yisrael, they only have to be mivar one thing, was she Mizana Beratzan or not? So the Maim HaMorim is a promise. If she doesn't get sick, that shows that's a miratzan that proves that she was not Mizana Beratzan Muteris. But an Eshes Kohen, even if she was not Mizana Beratzan, even if she was Nens, is also Asura. So I would have thought that the husband has no right to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the Maim HaMorim, because the water is not going to prove what we want to know. I would have thought it doesn't apply. Kamash Malon, that even if she's married to a Kohen, that's Mavar half of the story. It'll be Mavar, whether she was Mizana Beratzen.
To every Kohen. No other Kohen can marry again.
Right.
But if
the husband dies.
Clear,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Stam Yisrael would marry her because she's on
Yeah. Yeah, okay. If it's bevar that she was not mizana beratzon, she gets a ksuv. Okay. So it's not her fault that she has to get, it's the husband's fault. Who told him to be a kohen? She didn't ruin the marriage. The man who attacked, the man who raped her, ruined her marriage. But she didn't do anything. She has, there's no reason why she should lose a ksuv if she was nensa. And Eshes Kanshe Nensa does not lose the ksuv. She didn't do anything to ruin the marriage.
If a kohen has a bat from a grusha, but he's not married to her, is that a kogel?
What if the kohen is what kogel? Living?
He's living with a grusha, but not married to her.
Yeah.
So he just has one time. Is the vlad a kogel?
Yeah. Sure, the vlad is a kogel. Yeah. If a kohen lives with a grusha and they have a child, the vlad is a kogel. The Rambam has a chiddush. The Rambam writes that a kohen who lives with a grusha gets malchus only if kiddush boal, if he married her and then he has beer with her, then he lives with her. But if he lives with a grusha without having first kiddushin, then there's no malchus. So the Minchas Chinuch understood the Rambam to say that the whole iser is only an iser derabbanan. The iser deraisa of a kohen begrusha is only if kiddush boal. If loy kiddush, then it's only derabbanan. And Rav Shach writes in his sefer. Rav Shach has svarim on the Rambam, several svarim. So he has long essays on Rambam that go on for a few pages. In the end of the Sefer on Noshim, he has one page where he just has a few miscellaneous short paragraphs. He has one short paragraph where he quotes this Minchas Chinuch. He says, with all due respect, it's not correct. He has a hoichoche from the Rambam in the Sefer on Mitzvahs that if a kohen lives with a grusha, even without having married her in advance, it's still an iser deraisa. It's like a chotzi shir, but it's not that it's only the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The Rabbit disagrees with the Rambam. The Rabbit says there's no mocker in the Gemara for this, and it's not correct. The Rambam holds by all chayv elavin, by mamzeris also. Yisrael marries a mamzeris, or a mamza marries a Yisraelis. So the Rambam says also over there, and if you marry a amoinim, ayobi, mitzvi, adoyme, all of the chayv elavin, the Rambam says you only get malchus if it's kiddush boal. If it's loy kiddush, it's just boal, but likidushin ain't a loykit. So that's the big shailus that the Minchas Chinuch understood in the Rambam, that it's only an aver de rabbanan. And Rav Shach says, the Pashta says that it's not so, it's an aver de raisu. I mentioned years ago, when I was a little boy, there was a Shofei Kohen. He learned in yeshivas originally, and then he married a grusha, and he had to go to Cyprus to marry the grusha, and he was a Supreme Court Justice at that time. So when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, so they interviewed him, and I remember they printed it in the American newspapers. So they interviewed him, they said, how you talking, how can you marry a grusha? So he said, it's only derabbanan. It's not a nisa derais, according to the Rambam, because he didn't marry her b'chupa v'kiddushin. The Rambam shita is only a nisa derais if kiddush boal. So I think that's why Rav Shach must have written, his sefer must have come out at that time, that this was in the newspapers about Shofei Kohen. I once met him, many years later, I met him at a conference of lawyers and judges. I was giving a shiur and he was arguing with what I had to say. I don't think he was right. I explained to him that I didn't agree with him. Anyway.
Maybe it says, Isha lachosa lo sika.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Agudei Kedushin. Let's say he lives with two sisters. No Agudei Kedushin.
No, there can't be.
But it says the lachosa lo sika.
But it can't be. The Kedushin are not topsin.
He lives with himself. He lives with two sisters.
There's no Isha.
No
Isha at all. No Isha at all. There's an issue not to live with a woman without chupa v'kiddushin.
Right.
That's the Mishnah. There's a perek in Yevamos that begins Noisei Malhu Anusa. If I had an affair with a woman, but I never married her, I'm permitted to marry her sister, her mother, or her daughter. If I married the woman, then I divorced her, so then I'm not allowed to marry her mother, her sister, or her daughter. But if I had an affair with the woman, I was ma'anas her, mizana with her, beratzen, that's nice and malo anusa, malo mafuta. In which case?
With the sister, with two
sisters. And no kiddushin with anybody. It's pani habo'al apnuya, does not become a zayin elokai. Even more than once, yeah. There's one tana, Rab Lezer, is of the opinion, pani habo'al apnuya, saw a zayin. And the way we have the gears in the Gemara, and all the Gemaras, it says that we lay hilchos akereb lezer. We don't paskin like that.
Right.
What do you mean, loy segala?
It's not talking about, he lives with an isha like this, so he could not, he's not allowed to live with her daughter. You should be loy segala.
No, no, no. It's only so, if he married the woman.
But there's no lashon.
No, no. The Gemara says it's based on psukim. Everything is based on
psukim. But sometimes Torah uses the lashon segala, sometimes Torah
uses the lashon. So the Torah Shabbat Be'er tells you. Torah Shabbat Be'er tells you which pasuk to emphasize. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Eish Soris Shoisa. If a husband is married, then he's choshed, his wife is nus, and he himself is a soris. So the din even applies in such a case. If he's choshed, his wife is nus, he can bring her to the Beis HaMikdash and have a drink to my mamor. So the Gemara said, Pshita, well, what's the difference whether he's a soris or not a soris? Soris means he can't have any children. Soris usually means, Rashi quotes the pasuk. See the last line of Rashi, quotes Dvarim Chav Gimel. So Rashi quotes the pasuk in Chumash, Lo yava pitzua dako krushovcha bekal Hashem. Pitzua dako krushovcha means a man, a Jewish man, who has a mum in the eber hazachrus, in the male organ, which prevents him from giving birth to children. And the days of the Gemara, they didn't know fully medicine the way we know today. So the Yerushalmi talks about if he's missing one testicle or the other testicle, maybe he's not roi l'hoilet. Today, the doctors say if you have one or the other, you're roi l'hoilet. So on the Shulchan Aruch, it's assumed that this din of Tzvodak or Krushavcha depends. They call it, it's Mehilchas HaRoifim. You have to ask a doctor. If the mum that he has makes it impossible for him to give birth to children, that's called Tzvodak or Krushavcha. So Rashi points out, Rashi is quoting a Mishnah, there are two kinds of, so there's a Sris Chama and there's a Soris Sris Adam. If he was, if a person did a vasectomy, a potion is a third case that we'll get to in a minute. But before you get to the potion, there are two kinds of srisim where there's damage to the male genital, to the eber hazachrus. So if he was born like that from the moment he bounced out of his mother's womb, and the sun was shining on him, today he's born in the hospital, the sun isn't shining on him. But in the days of the Gemara, that's called the Sris Chama. From the moment that the sun shone on him, he was already a Soris from birth. That's the way he was born. So Sris Chama is Mutalav of the Kohol. But if it's a Soris B'dei Adam, he chose to have such a surgery, and they made him into a Soris. If they made a Kilkul in the Aver, Hazachrus, and he can still Roy Lohelid, it doesn't affect his ability to give birth, then it's not called Tzodaka Krushavcha. And the Gemara says, if he was a Tzodaka, and then they did surgery and they repaired it, and now he is Roy Lahailit, so good. So right now he's Roy Lahailit. That's why the Achrayim used the expression, you have to ask a doctor whether they think he's Roy Lahailit or not. So Rashi points out, the whole din of Soita only applies if the couple is married beheter. That was the Mishnah. If the couple is a Kohen, is married to a Grusha, Yisrael is married to Mamzeres, the whole idea of a Soita is to patch up the marriage. The husband is Choshed, the wife is Nus. So if you tell her, drink the Maim Amorim, it's okay. Menika Ha'ish Me'oven. The husband can go back and live with his wife. So the whole parsha of Soita only applies if the marriage is a permissible marriage. So Rashi says over here, but if the husband is a Tzuadaka, Krushavcha, that's what we usually call a Soris. So he's not allowed to live with his wife. So it's a forbidden marriage. So how is there a din of Soita? So Rashi says, the last three lines in Rashi. We're talking a Sris Chama. The Mutal Kaima. If he's a Soris Bidei Adam, he chose to have surgery done that makes it impossible for him to give birth to children. Also, Lakaimim Shem Loyava Ptsuadaka. Then he's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. Then it's a prohibited marriage. And it's a forbidden marriage here. That's the shaila. Let's say the person needed, he had some kind of cancer, or he had some kind of sickness, and he needed surgery to, for the sake of pikoch nefesh, for the cancer, or nishken pikoch nefesh, but he's going to be suffering pain from whatever, and in order to alleviate the pain, the doctor said, we have to do surgery on that aver, we're going to have to make your soris. So the question is the asa lava bekol, is that called a sri sodom? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, he has a famous tshuva that he's mekel on that. He negotiates with Achrayim, and he comes out lekula. It's a difficult shuvah. Everybody relies on that shuvah, but it's a difficult shuvah. It's like as if he's darshin in time of the krah. He says the only time tzvadakur kushavcha zosalava bekol is if they did the surgery bavera, if they did it beisim. But if they did it beheter, he didn't do anything wrong. So then how can you say that he's zosalava bekol? So that's what a lot of people in Lakewood were not so thrilled about Rav Moshe's shuvah. How did he come up with that darshin in time of the krah? We have a klal usually in the Gemara. There's a machloikas hatanoim. Do you have the right to take a pasuk that's written stoma? It doesn't say what the reason for the din is. And you say, the reason for the din is X, Y, Z, and therefore whenever the reason doesn't apply, the whole din doesn't apply. So Rav Moshe did like that. He quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, I read it. Sefer HaChinuch is Nishken Mishneh. It's Nishken Sifrei, Nishken Sifra, Nishken Tosefta. The Sefer HaChinuch says the reason why we don't permit it, Tzodak, Khrushchev, Chalav, Bekol, because we want to discourage people from doing such surgeries, from doing a vasectomy. We're opposed to that. It's against the halacha. You're not allowed to. It says you're not allowed to bring as a korban in the Beis HaMikdosh a behemah that has a mum, and it lists up a whole bunch of mumim, and then it says, and if the behemah has a mum on the genitals, also it's a balmum. You're not allowed to be misaris any human being or any behemah chai b'yoif. You're not allowed to be misaris any animal. That's an isim. So the Sefer HaChinuch says that the prohibition of Tzuadaka marrying Israelis is to deter people from doing such a surgery because it's an Avera, it's also Lasaris Bnei Adam. It's Be'artzacham Laisas. So Moshe says that if he did it for the sake of Pikoch Nefesh, or even if he did it for the sake of, let's say he has a sickness and he's going to keep on having recurrent pain from this sickness, the only way to solve the sickness is by doing this surgery. So Moshe says to keep on suffering year after year and beating around the bush and doing other surgeries, so that's also called pikoch nefesh. If you have to keep on suffering a lot, and to keep on doing so, every time you do a surgery, there's a shtikl sakona. So if you add everything up, that's also called a suffix sakonas nefesh. So Moshe said that since it was done for medical reasons and legitimate reasons, so that's not called a btzuadakan is mutalav bekoch. I don't know. I'm not familiar. The Babichi Rebbe disagreed. I don't know. I just remember in Lakewood, they weren't so thrilled about that Shuvah of Ramosh. So, Achidush. So, Taisvis, see, the Pasuk only has a din of Petzuadaka Krushovcha on a male. What if a woman had a total hysterectomy? Should they remove the whole Eivor HaNakfus? See, is there such a din that she's not allowed to live with a Jewish man? Is there a din that is also for the husband to have tashmish with his wife if they remove the whole Eivor HaNakfus? So one of the, in Chumash there is no such din. In Gemara doesn't say. So there was one of the Sfardish Achronim, Rab David Aramor, I'm not sure exactly when he lived, he wrote a sefer on the Rambam, I forgot what it's called, he wrote a sefer on the Rambam where he gives Mar Mekoymus to dinim in the Rambam. No one looks in the Sefer anymore because the Kesef Mishnah has 100, has 1,000 times more Mar Mekoymus. So apparently he didn't have a Kesef Mishnah because he gives elementary Mar Mekoymus that everything is covered already with Kesef Mishnah. So nobody ever looks in the Sefer. But once every 10 pages, he comes up with some original Chiddush. So whenever he has anything original to say, so it's always quoted by the commentaries on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't realize that. So I was once in Eretz Yisrael 20 years ago. I saw they were selling the Sefer. So I figured, hey, such a famous Sefer, they quote it in Shulchan Aruch. So I bought it. And the guy was trying to get rid of it, so he sold it for $1 each. I invested a lot of money here. He sold a hardcover Sefer for $1 each. I think maybe it's 100 pages, the whole tiny little Sefer. Then I started looking through it. So it has nothing there of value. Everything State China, the Kesef Mishnah, just gives Mar Mekoymus. And the 10 famous pieces are all quoted on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. So one of them is a famous piece Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes. Just like there's a din in the Beis HaMikdosh, L'sita locha shera kalei tzeitzal mizbach Hashem alakecha, that you're not allowed to plant a tree in the Azara, so he has a chiddush, you're not allowed to plant a tree in the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses. You're allowed to build a shul on a lot where there are trees growing, because the trees were planted before. But if you have a lot that's empty and you build a shul, then he says you're not allowed to plant any trees because we treat the shul the same as the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Kidega quotes this. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to tell a story that in Brisk, the shul, the Chatzah Beis HaKnesses looked bare. And the Balabatim wanted to plant trees. So they asked the rabbi, were they allowed to plant trees? He said, no, because Rabbi Kidega quotes this from Abdavid Aramov. Then the rabbi passed away and they got a new rabbi. So they asked the new rabbi, write a note. Each rabbi said, no, Rabbi Kidega said, you're not allowed. Till Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik became the Rav in Brisk. So they asked him, so he said, yes, Mutter. Why? Because the Rav didn't say the whole story, because the Netziv, Abchaim Soloveitchik married the Netziv's granddaughter. And there was a period of time that they were both co-Rashi Yeshiva in Balozhin. The Netziv was his wife's grandfather. The Netziv was an old man. They were both Rashi Yeshiva in Balozhin. The Netziv gave Yeshiva Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They went straight, approximately a blat gemara a day. And then Abchaim gave Yeshiva on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Shabbos, they chazed the sixth blat gemara. Then the next week, the Netziv went weiter. The next three blat gemara. It's hard to imagine how did the Talmidim, Mishalev, how did they join together the shirim that they heard from the Netziv and the shirim that they heard from Abchaim Soloveitchik? They were so different. The Netziv was the old style of learning, very different, and Abchaim was this modern approach. Everything was totally different. Azai. So the Netziv has a tshuva about this. And he says, he quotes the Binyan Sion, and they say, Lalacha, that is Mutter. So that's a lot of the psokim of Rab Chaim, the Rab Soloveitchik. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, Paskin like this, a lot of them were not his original psalm. Well, a lot of them were from the Netziv, from his wife's grandfather, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Balozhin. He learned in Balozhin. Rab Chaim himself learned in Balozhin. And a lot of the psokim are from Rab Chaim Balozhiner, from 90 years earlier, from the founder of the Balozhin Yeshiva. So this was one of the issues that this Rab Dovid Armor is famous for. And then he has a chiddush on this. He says, just like by a male, there's an issa deraisa, if they tampered with the eva hazachrus, if it was done for pikuach nefesh, then Rav Moshe Paskins muta lava b'kol. But if it was not done for the sake of pikuach nefesh, it wasn't done because it was highly medically recommended. It was done shaloi kedin, so then he's not allowed to marry. So he says there's an issa derabbanon. If a woman had a hysterectomy unnecessarily, she just didn't want to have any children, and they tampered with her genitals in order to prevent her from conceiving. So he says that mid the rabbanon she's asura. So the poskim and the later in the recent years have tshuvas about this. Do we have to follow what he said? Rav David Rama, we have to follow what he said. Sachidish. So here Taisus raises another question. Taisa says there's another kind of a Soris who's not a Sri Sodom and not a Sri Chama. A Sri Sodom means that they did a vasectomy, shaloi kedin. They weren't supposed to. In America, it's very common. A lot of people do. So if you do a vasectomy, that's called a Sri Sodom. Is a Pitsuadaka. If they can do a surgery and reverse it, so the Gemara says, then once they reverse it, he is allowed to marry a Jewish girl. Kolzman didn't reverse it. He's also to marry a Jewish girl. So Tosfos says, in addition to these two, there's a third kind of a person whom we call a Soris, a person who took medication, he swallowed medication, potion. In the days of Gemara, they used to have some kind of a sum. Shosa Kosi Korin. Gemara talks about women drinking a Kosheli Korin and men drinking a Kosheli Korin. They would drink some kind of drug that would make it, that would ruin their possibility for life or having any children.
Rashi says, other than the blood loss of lives. One drank a coast
and
was
sterilized. Right. So Tosis raises the question. Tosis raises the question, but Le'adina Minolan, this Visarim country, Shosa Kosi Korin, also Lakaima. What's the din? Is it really Osir? Let's say a man is unable to have children because of some other, they did surgery in another part of their body, but not on the genitals, not on the actual Eva Hazak. They did surgery in some other part, which makes it Shaloi Kedin, they weren't supposed to, Shaloi Kedin, but it makes it impossible for him to have children. So that's not called a Ptsuadako Krushavcha. So Daku Kushovcha is only when they tampered with the actual Aver Haleda. So if a man will drink a Kosheli Karin, he didn't injure the Aver Haleda. He made it impossible to have children. Let's say confused the hormones or something, whatever. So Tosis raised the question, who says that that's also love of the kol? Tosis is not so convinced that that's called a sri sada. That's a shayla halacha lemaisa. What's the din? Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah comments, eshes soris shoysa, it's a marriage that's permissible. So Rashi says that either it's a sri chama, he was born like that. When the sun started to shine on him, when he bounced out of his mother's womb, he was already tzuadaka krushavcha, so he's mutalava b'kohol. Or Tosfos says, maybe he drank a kosher ikar, so he's not included in tzuadaka. So the marriage is a permissible marriage. The Mishnah says, since it's permissible, so the wife drinks my mamar. Fregmar pshita, why not? Why would I have thought otherwise? Of the Gemara, ma'u detema, one might have thought, the Parsha describes the situation, the woman is having an affair with someone else other than her own husband. And the Soris a lot of time, Ma'udatem in Bibaladi, Sheikh Amrahmana Bahaila Bar Hachiu, maybe the Torah only says if she's having an affair with somebody else, she could have been living with her own husband. Let's say the husband, they tampered with his organ in such a way he can't have Tashmish. So if he can't have Tashmish, maybe he can't, the woman is not allowed to violate Lysinov, even though the husband is sick and he can't have Tashmish. But still, it's worse if she could have had Tashmish with her own husband. She chooses to have an affair with someone else. That's worse than the situation where it's simply physically impossible to have Tashmish with their own husband. So Maladetema, one might have thought. The only time the Torah promises this miracle is if she did such an avle, the husband couldn't have satisfied her needs. So Kamashmal and Mishnah doesn't matter, even if he cannot satisfy, even if he can't do Tashmish, still the marriage is permissible and there's a din of Saita. Then the Mishnah continues, that's the last line on the daf, they call her Reis Mekanim. The husband, let's say, is choshed his wife. The husband is paranoid. The husband is choshed his wife. She's having an affair with her own father. Having an affair with her own brother. So the Mishnah says, even if it's a ridiculous chashad, they call her Reis, he's choshed that his wife is having an affair with a man who's a relative of hers, there's still a din of Saita. Figmar Pshita. Why would I have thought otherwise? I mean, the husband is paranoid. Usually the husband is paranoid. Most of the time the husband is paranoid when he's choshed that his wife is having an affair. I remember there was a couple got married, they moved into Washington Heights. They lived on Bennett Avenue. So I was in Eretz Yisrael with my wife many years ago. We come back after the summer and we visited Rav Lipschitz, Rav David Lipschitz. We tell him he visited the Meir Yeshiva, saw Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, all of his chaverim were there. So he tells us the bad news that this couple are crazy, that the husband is choshed the wife's business, and the husband is mishud. They were coming to him all the time, and the husband is paranoid, and we should convince the wife that she has to run away from the husband. And it's our obligation because we're the neighbors, because we live on Benin Avenue. Rabbi Lipschitz lived in the yeshiva. So it's with the Shechinim, so he gives us the obligation. So my wife went to visit the couple. The husband was mamish paranoid. The husband was mishugana. Everything his wife did, he was choshed. The wife was normal. The husband was mishugaftoi. I remember the husband was 50 years old, and the wife, either 50 or 40, I forgot. He was an Egyptian. He was a Sephardi, he was an Egyptian. He was 40 or 50, the girl was only 20. And she was a bas talmid chacham. Her father was a rav, passed away a couple of years ago. And she only wanted to be like Eishes Reb Akiva. She's going to see to it that her husband's going to become a big Talmid Chacham. Never going to become a Talmid Chacham. Never going to become. So the guy was such a Meshugana. So Rabbi Lipschitz insisted, my wife has to convince the wife to run away from her husband. So my wife went 2-3 times a week, every single week, to convince the wife she should run away from her husband. Then we had arranged, Rabbi Dobrinsky arranged for the get. That was the hardest thing. He wouldn't listen to anybody. Rabbi Soloveitchik was trying to convince him. The Rav was still alive. This must have been 35 years ago. It was a long time ago. I think it was the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael. I don't think we had any children yet. It's over 40 years ago. It's over 40 years ago, this Maestro. We didn't have any children yet. That's why we had so much time on our hands. So my wife went 2-3 times a week to convince her to she should run away from her husband. And then Dobrinsky, Rav Lipschitz, he didn't believe Rabbi Lipschitz, and Rav Soloveitchik, he didn't believe anybody. But the mazel was, Dr. Gaon was at that time the chief rabbi of the Sephardic chief rabbi of the British Commonwealth. He happened to be in New York. So it was the Chacham. So Gaon spoke to him in 3 minutes, he agreed to give the get. He wouldn't trust any. He was paranoid. He wouldn't accept any Ashkenazic rabbis. They were out to get him. Everybody's out to get him. And the one he believed was Gaon. And then I remember that day after he gave the get, he was walking around dancing, singing in the basement. Asiti mitzvah yom, gerashti at ishti. Did a mitzvah. And he said, how did the rabbi Gaon convince him? He told him, if you don't give your wife a get, I put you in harem. Put you in harem. So you're going to put him in harem. So that was the end of the story. So he said he believed him and he gave the get. So usually the case is when the husband is choshes wife. Usually the husband is paranoid. Here is paranoid square. He thinks the wife is having an affair with her father. Why should she have an affair with her father? She should get someone younger. Having an affair with her brother. She can find someone else. So fegdemar pshita. Why should you think that the din of soita doesn't apply if the husband is choshes that the wife is having a znus with one of the arayas? Why should I think it's different? And for the Gemara, ma'u detema, one might have mistakenly said. It says, nechomish v'nitma'o, v'nitma'o. Shnei pa'amim, it says it twice. And what's the connotation? Echad la'bal, v'echad la'boyol. When the reisha says, she's mizani, she becomes asura la'bal, she becomes asura la'boyol. But if the man she's having the affair with is her father, her brother, her son, she's asura anyway to him. So I might have thought that since that part of the parsha doesn't apply, that the Eshes Ishes Insa, Ersh becomes Asura to the boil. She was already Asura to her father from a long time ago, to the brother from the day he was born. She was Asura. So I might have thought, Hecha de Kamitzra Bohaznus. The only time there's a din of Soita, that he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash to drink, the Maim Amarim, is Hecha de Kamitzra Bohaznus. If this Nus that happened, that's what creates an Issa with the boil. Abul Ha, but if the husband is Choshed, she's having an affair with her father, well, that's Asura Bekaima. She's Asura already from the day she was born. Not allowed to be with the father. Eim Aloy, I would have thought the Parsha of Soita doesn't apply. Kamash Malon, that the din of Soita does apply. Fine.
Is that really a shash? It doesn't sound like it's real. I would say we might think that she's only somebody who could make her Asura. If she's already Asura already, it doesn't apply. I don't know. I think it sounds like a...
Shvacha Avamina.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't say Enis
Achalalissa. Well,
that's it. There's a famous discussion here on this daf. The Tosfos Shanz quotes it. This was a famous discussion. In the days of the Bali HaTosfos, they suffered through the Crusaders. So the Crusaders usually started this season of the year, after Pesach, when it was springtime. So they would travel through Europe on the way to Eretz Yisrael, and they would try to shmad up as many Jews as possible, either kill the Jews or shmad up the Jews. Rabbi Natan was almost killed on Shavuos. All the people in the city were hiding. They wiped out a lot of Jewish communities in Europe at that time. There weren't so many Jews in Europe at that time. There were communities that barely had a minion. Sometimes there were only five Jews in a whole community. So they wiped out a lot of communities. It wasn't like the Nazis, that they killed so many millions of Jews and so many millions of other people. Wasn't as bad as that, but it's still, they didn't torture them so much. So in the days of the Rabbi Natan, there was such an incident that a non-Jewish man had an affair with a Jewish woman, probably in the time of the Crusades. She had an affair with an Eishes Ish. So the husband had to divorce his wife. And then after he divorced his wife, then the goy converted to become Jewish. And then they had a shaila if he's allowed to marry her. The din is kishem shasur ala bal kach asur ala boyel. But here, when he was mizana with the woman, he was a guy. Oh,
he's a new person.
Oh, so there was a big machlekes. So the Rabbi Natan said muta here. This is very famous. Here, the Tosfos Shanz has a whole story backwards. He says Rabbi Natan said awesome. We know it from Tosfos in Ksubis and from Tosfos in other mesichtes and Sanhedrin in different places. And other Rishonim quoted. The old Tosfos Shanz on the bottom of the page quotes everything backwards. So the Rabbi Natan said Mutter, and the other Bali HaTosfos of the Rivot, the Ritzvah, said it's Asa. So the Pashto says that it should be Asa. Why? What's the Tzad to say that it's Mutter? So there were three different explanations. In Shulchan Aruch it says Mutter. The last page in Aben Ezra has the Dinam of Soita, Hilcha Soita. So we pass him like the Rabbi Natan. And Eish Sish is Insa with a guy, and then the husband divorced her. She becomes Asura Al-Baila. The husband divorces her, and then the guy converts. So we pass on like the Rabbi Natan, she's permitted to marry the guy after he converts. So three different explanations are given. So some Rishonim say, they quote from Rabbi Yechiel, the Mordechai quotes, because Gershon is guy, Kukot and Shinoi Lodomi. True, when she was mizana with the guy, she was asura to the guy. The issa soita was chab, but once he converts, the whole past history is wiped off, and he's no longer considered a boil. So that is not the generally accepted hesber for the din. Because if you look in all the Gemaras, where the Gemara says Gershon is got cut and shnar ledami, the whole past is wiped off, is only with respect to relatives. A brother and a sister convert, so minatar, they're permitted to marry each other, because they're no longer considered brother and sister. They're not considered kreivim anymore. Mid the Rabbanim, we don't permit the ger to marry his own sister, but minatar, he said cut shnar ledami. Or let's say two brothers convert, so we say they're kosher lahayid with it together. They're not considered kreivim. The kosher lahayid together of one against the other, even with the rabbanon, the Gemara says the Yavamis, they never made a din de rabbanon by edus. Where else is a din kakot and shenala domi? The Gemara has a discussion yerusha. Let's say a non-Jew dies and he has a few children. So some of them remain non-Jewish, and one of his children converted to become Jewish. So the Gemara says gershon has got kakot and shenala domi. He's not related to the old man anymore. He's not related to the father, and he doesn't get the Yerusha. Min HaTorah, he doesn't get the Yerusha. Mid the Rabbanon, they were afraid that he may have an Einfall. He may decide to convert back to Catholicism in order to get his share in the Yerusha. Al Bidin, it's not going to help. Because once you say Kekot and Shanel, it doesn't help, but he's going to convert back. But the Chachamim were afraid that he may have an Einfall. He may want to convert back in order to get the big Yerusha. So they made a Takana the Rabbanon that he gets the Yerusha the way he is. What right do they have to make a takana de rabbanon hefker bezn hefker on the goy's money? The chachamim have a shlita on the goy's money. They have a right to declare, even though in our Torah, let's say the goy who died had two sons. One converted to become a Jew, one remained a goy. So in our Torah, the goyish's son gets the whole Yerusha. So in the rabbanon, they said, we're taking away half of the Yerusha and giving it to your Jewish brother who converted. That's a chiddush. That's what it says in the Gemara in Kiddushin. They could be mafke mamanakim. That's a chiddush that you say hefke bezna hefke. Not only on Jewish money, the bezna has shlita to make hefke on the goy's money. Why? Because we're concerned that his brother who converted may decide for religious concerns, for Jewish religious concerns. So we're mafke the goy's money. That's a big chiddush in the Gemara.
So Rebbe, if a goy was chayav misa, and then he becomes a ger, he was chayav misa, he ain't never been a chay, and the bezna wants to kill him, then he becomes a ger. Let's say he was able to become a ger, so he's cutting shnola dami.
No, you don't say, Taisa says, you don't say Kekot and Shinole Dami and Averis. That case, the Gemara has like this. When he was a Goy and he ate Eve Menachai, he was Chayiv Misa, and Nochri is Chayiv Misa on any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So now that he converted, you can't give him Misa because he ate Eve Menachai. A Jew never gets Misa. So let's give him Malkus. But when he was a Goy and he ate it, there was no Malkus, so you're neither here nor there. You can't say give him Misa because he's not a goy. Now you can't say give him Malkus because when he did the Avera of eating Eiv Menachai doesn't lead to Malkus. So in that case, he's off the hook. But let's say he would be Oivet Avodah Zarah. Birchas Hashem Avodah Zarah. So it's both Chiyav Misa by non-Jew and Chiyav Misa by Jew. Oh, so then the Gemara negotiates. Is it a bigger Misa, lesser Misa? But there is what to discuss. But let's say Gezel, the Nochri stole when he was a guy, and a guy who steals his Chai Misa, and any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs bin Anachtech, Azarasim Zui Misasim, whenever they violate, Azarim means you violate any of the Averis, the Chai Misa, then he converts. So you can't judge a Jew, you can't give Einish Misa to a Jew for doing Gezel. You can tell him, you owe the money. Let's say the guy borrowed, the non-Jew borrowed $1 million from the bank, and then he converts. You're going to say he's off the hook? He changes his name. Instead of being called Jesus Mandez, he's called Herschel Schechter, Avram Avinu, Ben Avram Avinu. But you still owe the money to the bank. What does it help that I changed my name and I did a bris milah and I became Jewish? You don't say Kekot and Shanel Adami that you don't have to pay back the money. That's for sure. You don't say Kekot and Shanel Adami and Averis. Kekot and Shanel Adami only says in the Gemara for Kurvis, for Arayas, that they're not Kerovim anymore in HaTorah, for Yerusha, Minatara does not Yerusha for Psuliadis, the two brothers are Koshaladis, even with the Rabbanon. The Gemara has a Machloikas, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokas. What about Pururivu? Let's say a non Jew has a whole family, and then he converts. So Rishlokas says, Gershon is Gar Kukot and Shinola Domi, he's not related to those children anymore. So he's not Yoitse Piriviriv. So he had 10 children when he was a non Jew, He has to get married again now that he became a Jew. He has to start all over again. And we don't paskin like Rish Lakish. It's a good question. Why? We paskin like Rabbi Yechon that you don't say Kekotin Shanel Adami with respect to Pruravu. He is Yaitze with the children that he had been Achri Yusuf.
Yeah. How would they convert it with him?
The Rambam sounds like he says that the only time there's a machlekes of Yechon and Rish Lakish is if the children converted. If the children didn't convert, then Rish Lakish himself would never say that you Yaitze Piru Rivya by having non-Jewish children. Yeah. He said the Rambam seems to say like that, that the only time there was a machlekes, the question how to read the Rambam. So that's how the Magen Mishnah reads it.
If they converted as a family, that's when the machlekes.
Then it's a machlekes. But if the children are still not Jewish, then for sure it's not Yetzir Piri Rivya by having non-Jewish children. Yeah. So the four places that it says in the Gemara, in four different places, says Gershon is Gar Kekotin Shenol Adam, you wipe off the whole past, only says, that's what all of Hashem said, only says Benegir to Kurva, Benegir to family relations, to Arayas, a ger marrying a sister, to Kroivim Psulim Leidus, to Yerusha, he's not related, to Piririvya, the Machleg Zabiachan Mesh Lakish. So that's why most of the Rishonim don't accept this Hezbah that you suggested, that the non-Jew who converted, before he converted, he was also to marry her, because he was the Soit Asur Ala Boil. But once he converts, the whole past is wiped off, Kekotin Shenol Adam, so most don't accept that explanation. Then the Rabbi Natam came up with a totally different explanation. Rabbi Natam says, "Kishem shasura al habal, kach asura al haboyel." That's only if she was mezana with a Jewish man. That's called a boil. If a Jewish woman is mezana with a guy, that's not called a boil. It's not called. Yeah, zir masusim zir masam. It's not called a ma'isabia. So they ask on the Rabbi Natam, so why did she become asura al baila? And then she has to get divorced from her husband. That's beferish. So the answer, apparently the Rabbi Natam distinguishes. Kishem shas, the issa to the boil is only if there is a boil. If there's a maisabiyah. And by a nachri, it's not called a maisabiyah. But when you get to the husband, you don't need a maisabiyah. All you need is a maisa ishus. The maisa ishus it is. A man is living with a woman, kederach ish v'ishta, that's a maisa ishus. Rabbi Natam has a chiddush. It's not called a maisabiyah. So the other Bali Atesis said they never heard of such a ridiculous idea. They don't agree with the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam interprets a Gemara like this, and they say he misunderstood the Gemara. They argue. Then the third explanation that they give is based on this Gemara. They say, when does the woman become Asura to the Boyal if the woman normally would have been Muteris to the Boyal? The woman is an Eshes Ish, and she has an affair with someone else. If not for the fact that the woman is an Eshes Ish, she could have married that Pliny. But over here, the woman had an affair with the Nachri, even if she wouldn't be married to the husband. She can marry the Nachri, so the whole Issa Leboil is not Chal. Aye, but the Gemara said, not so. The top line. The Gemara said, if the woman is Mizana with her father, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Oidei Kol Arayis Mekanim. The husband, if the husband is suspicious that his wife had an affair with her own father, so there's still a din of Saita. So Gemara said, Pshita, why not? We're talking about a paranoid guy anyway. He probably doesn't know what he's talking about. He's probably off of his mind that he's choshed his wife that she had an affair. So why would I think, if it's so much more far-fetched, that he thinks she's having an affair with her own father? The Gemara says, Nama v'detei mominitmom, hechid dekom mitzvah b'hoznus, aval ho'hoel be'asur v'kaima e'maloi, kamash malon. So the Gemara had that half a minute. The Gemara rejected it. So why should you say by the goy that because she's Asura anyway, so the Isser Leboil isn't Chal? So I don't remember, they give some kind of an explanation. The Rishonim split, they say, Kroivim, the Isser Leboil is Chal, there would be a din. Or they say over here, the Gemara never said the Isser Leboil is Chal. The Gemara just said, it's a kinui to Asa Lebailo, and the Parsha applied. Maybe the Isser Leboil does not apply. If the woman really had an affair with her father, Issa Leboil would not apply. The Parsha of Soita still applies, but there's no Issa Leboil like any Issa Chal al Issa along those lines. So if the Boil happened to be a Nachri, so there wouldn't be any Issa Leboil. And the other, so the Rabbi Natam said Leheter, and his reason was because Bia Sakam is Lav Shmo Bia. It's not called a Maisa Bia. And the other Rishayim said Kekotin Shenor Ladami. Different explanation. Another said because there already is an Issa. The second Issa is not Chal. Issa Leboil is not Chal on top of the Issa Rakum. and we accept la halacha, the psak, and the Vilna Gaon on the last page of the Amud Ezra gives you all the three explanations. He doesn't tell you which one we accept. That's a shaila la halacha. Which of the three explanations do we accept? And this is in disagreement with the other Balei HaTos, who held not so held that the woman is asura. After the goy converts, she's not allowed to marry him. There is a very strange somebody from the Miri Yeshiva in Yerushalayim did the work for Machon Yerushalayim on the tshuvas of the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir lived the same time as Rabbi Kiveger, I think. I think he was a cousin of Rabbi Kiveger. So he's not. Beis Meir was a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah quotes him every so often. Eben Ezra, they quote heavily from the Beis Meir. So they have a collection. They found Ksav Yad, a collection of tshuvas. He also lived in Germany, like Rabbi Kiveger. It's also a Yekish Rav. So they have one tshuva that I think from the Chemda Shlaima to the Chemda Shlaima, I forgot already. One of the tshuvas was about a bizarre case. There was a non-Jewish maid, a dienst in a Jewish home, and she said she wants to convert. She was used to. She saw Shabbos and Kashrus. Taras HaMishpacha she never saw. Shabbos and Kashrus and Lulav and Shofar she saw all the time. By the Jews, she saw what they did, and she liked the families and everything. She was considering converting. So this, before she ever converted, she got married to a Jewish man. Then he never gave her a get. A non-Jewish woman got married to a Jewish man. No one asked any shailas. This is the Wild West. And then someone told her, you can't be married to a Jewish man. So she went and she had an affair with someone else. And then later on she converted, and then she wanted to marry that Jewish man. Then she wanted to, what was the story again? Then she wanted to marry Epis, some kind of a... Nachamal, the story was the non-Jewish woman was married to a Jewish man. There's no Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. And then she had an affair with someone else. So, and then later on, after she finally converted, and then she Erish got married to the Jew that she lived with originally. So the Chemda Shleim, I think, writes in the Tshuva to the Beis Meir that there's an Issa Soita Labaila. There was no Kiddushin. A non-Jewish woman was married to a Jewish man. What do you mean married? Civilly married. There's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So the one from the Miri Yeshiva who did the work to prepare this for publication, printed on the bottom of the page, he asked all the Rabbonim in the Miri Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, this was probably 30, 40 years ago, Chaim Shmulevitz was still alive, he writes, he asked all the Rabbonim, no one knows how to make out heads or tails out of this. He has a Chiddush. Other Acharim have such a Chiddush also. If a non-Jewish woman marries a non-Jewish man, there is Ishus. There is an Ishus. It's Ishus b'nei Noach. So when the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk that Ein Kiddushin Tofsin between a Jewish person and a non-Jewish person, it means that there's no Yiddish Ishus. But they hold that there is Ishus b'nei Noach. There's Ishus b'nei Noach. So the non-Jewish woman was married to the Jewish man, there was Ishus b'nei Noach. Then she went and had an affair with someone else. So we say she becomes Asura al-Baila. So even later on when she converts and she wants to marry him, she's Asura al-Baila. The whole thing is still bizarre. That's what he writes. Where in the world? What do you mean? A goyish woman becomes Asura al-Baila. The whole story is so wild. Some Achrayim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, quotes on Kiddushin in the first perek. He quotes one of the Tshuvas Achrayim. There's a din midirabbanon, not even a din midirabbanon. There's a din midirabbanon. Kol ma shekansi isha kana baila. If a woman earns money, so the din is that she's supposed to give over the money to the husband. There are exceptions to the rule, but in principle, there's such a rule. So what if it's a mixed marriage? The woman is not Jewish and the husband is Jewish. So Rabbi Yosef Engel and Gil Yoni Ashas quotes on Achrayim say, they're married. Ein kiddushin tofsin means there's no Yiddish issues. But the Zisha's been in Noach, so since they're married, so the din is, the takana de Rabbanon applies even to an intermarried couple, that kol ma shekansi isha kana baila, Kol ma shekana eved kana rabba, that's a din min ha-Torah. Kol ma shekana eved kana rabba. If you have an eved kana rabba. Kol ma shekana teisha kana rabba, that's a takana de rabbana. So the Chachamim made a takana even by an intermarried couple.
Is there such a halacha by two goyim?
Even such a halacha by two Jews. It's only takana de rabbana. So the takana de rabbana, they should make takana for the nochrim. If they want to, they can. We just said that there's hefke bez nefke and the goyish gelt also. But Nechatesa, why should you say? Where in the world should you come off to say such a havamina? That they should make a takana de rabbanon that on a married couple, intermarried couple, one is Jewish, one is not Jewish, that there should be a takana de rabbanon. Anyway, that's what he wrote. When he printed that manuscript, he wrote, he asked all the rabbanim and yeshiva, no one knew how to make out heads or tails of this. Yeah. You can do kiddushin ala tanai, you can do a get ala tanai because you need das. Because you need das for a get, you need das for kiddushin. The shaila is whether geiris really needs das hager. The geir has to make a decision, kabbalas al mitzvahs, I want to become Jewish. And I have the right to decide. I can sell my car, I can sell my house, I can buy a house, I can take a neder, I can get married, I can get divorced. This all requires Das Bailim. So the non-Jew has a right to decide to convert. It's a Das Bailim, he wants to convert. Or maybe the din is that Geiris does need Das. It's just that you can't do Geiris Bal Korchoi. You can't force a person Bal Korchoi. The question is, by a Ger Katan, when you adopt, in America it's very common, you have a Jewish couple, and they can't have any children, so they adopt a non-Jewish child and they convert the baby. So the Gemara says, Ger Katan Ad Bilim Osa Al Das Bezin. So the simple reading of the Gemara that's in Ksubas, the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's based on the principle of Zochem Liadam Shaloi Befonav, that really to convert you have to have Das. And the baby's an infant, he doesn't know Bechlau what's going on. But we assessed the situation, we decided that it's in the best interest of the baby that he should become Jewish. So we say Zochem Liadam Shaloi Befonav, we're going to convert him without consulting him. If he grows up and he says, no thank you, I don't want to be Jewish, it's like any act of zochin. Let's say I want to give a gift to someone who's not here, so I give it to you, you pick it up, and you're kind on his behalf. No. Then when he finds out about it, that you were kind a gift to him, he says he doesn't want to be indebted to me, he doesn't want to have any shaychus with me, he doesn't want the gift. So he breaks up the whole zochin, and everything is cancelled, bin lamafreya. Everything is crossed out. And the gift, goes back to me. I gave the gift on the understanding that he's going to be kinder. He doesn't want to be kinder, it goes back to me. There's a discussion, Tosis had a discussion, maybe it becomes Hefke, but the Pashtus, it goes back to me. So by the Ger also, we assume that it's in the best interest of the child that he should become Jewish, but then later on, when he grows up and he finds out that they convert him, he says, no, thank you, I don't want it. It's a nish, this nish. So he undoes the whole Geris. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that to become a Ger, you need Das Geris, you need Kabbalas on Mitzvahs, and by the Katan, we're doing what's in his best interest because, based on the principle of Zalchah Adam Shlavivan. So Tosis has one opinion in Sanhedrin that is not so. That you don't need Das Hager to convert. The Halacha just says you can't be Megayre person Bal Karchai, but you don't need Daitai. So when you have a little infant, he's not for, he's not against. He's not in agreement and he's not in disagreement. So you can be Megayre him. What does the Gemara say? That Zochen Liadam Shaloi Befana, what did the Gemara use that expression? The Taisa says, no, it doesn't mean the principle, the halachic principle of Zochen Liadam Shaloi Befana, it just means, what is Bezdin getting involved? What are they making problems for? So the Gemara says, no, we're doing the kid a favor. We're doing something L'Tayvas. But it does mean you're employing the principle of Zochen Liadam Shaloi Befana that you employ when you want to give a gift to someone else who's not here, that you use the halach of Zochen Liadam. No, it just means that it's litavosa, so that's why Bezin should get involved. So that's a big machloikis. Does Geiris need Das HaGer? So if you need Das HaGer, then you can make a Geiris ala tanai. I only accept Geiris if it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow tomorrow, I don't want to become a Ger. You can give a get on the tanai that it snows tomorrow, on the tanai that President Obama is re-elected tomorrow. You can make whatever tanai you want, any ridiculous tanai you want. But if you say that Geiris doesn't need Das Adam, it's just that he can't be done Bal Karchai. But the person is not a Balabas to decide. So if he's not a Balabas, if you don't need his Das, then he has no ability to make a Tanai. You can only make a Tanai, same thing a Tois. Same thing, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a few tshuvas, but he discusses, let's say a person was megayer, and it was based on mistaken information. And if they would have had correct information, they never would have converted. They thought Judaism is a nice religion, nice, easy religion. Then after they convert, they found out, wow, Shabbos and Kashrus, Taras HaMishpacha is so complicated. I would never have converted if I would have known what this is all about. So that's a question. Is that a valid geiris? Maybe is tois mevatel geiris or not? Well, we had such a case in the yeshiva a couple of years ago. Yet a woman was a veterinarian, and she converted. And for the hospital, they don't need the whole staff on call on the weekends. So they just have one doctor on staff. And so the first Shabbos after she converted was her turn to be in the hospital on Shabbos. So that after she converted, then she's gone to the hospital for Shabbos. So someone said, but you're Jewish now. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So she said, what do you mean Mechal Shabbos? Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh. So they said, Pikuach Nefesh for the dogs. There's no Pikuach Nefesh for behemoths. So she called up, we used to have a medical ethics hotline in the yeshiva. So the woman called up the medical ethics hotline to find out. So she was explaining to Rabbi Yitz Rosenbaum. So she's explaining, she said, she thought it's Pikuach Nefesh. And if she would have known that you're not allowed to go to the hospital on Shabbos, she would have waited till next year, till she would switch to a different hospital. She wouldn't have converted this week. So the first Shiloh, the Syria Shiloh was, whether it's Pikuach Nefesh or not. So Rabbi Rosenbaum said, it's not Pikuach Nefesh. So he asked, can you consult with a higher authority to check whether it's really so? So the two higher authorities at that time for the medical ethics hotline were Rabbi Tendler or me. So Yitz Rosenbaum was embarrassed to call Rabbi Tendler. He's going to kill him. So he called me. I was in the OU office. He called me. So I said, I agree with you. Upsak, the Pikuach Nefesh of the dog is not Decha Shabbos. So then the second Shaila was, she said, if she would have known that she's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the animals to be on Shabbos, she wouldn't have converted. That's a serious Shaila. That Ramosha has a few tshuvas about that. That's the Shaila, whether the Geir Toys cancels a mice if you need Dasa Adam. If you don't need Dasa Adam, let's say a person took poison by mistake. It was a mistake, so he's going to die anyway. It doesn't matter whether it's a mistake or not a mistake. Toys only cancels something if you need Dasa Adam. If you don't need Das, so the Toys can't cancel. So that's a Shaila. Two opinions in Tosis, where the Geiris needs Das HaGeir, and when you Megayir a Geir Katan, it's really based on the principle of Zochni Adam Shaloi Befonov. Oh no! Geiris never needs Das HaGeir. He just can't do it Bal Korcha. That's the Lashon Gemara. Benish Yatamol Bal Korcha. He can't be Megayir a non-Jew against his wishes. But you don't need Das HaGeir. If it's an infant, it's not Midaita, it's not Bal Korcha. So Tosis has one opinion that then you can be Megayir. So if you need Dasa Adam, then you can make a Tanai, and then Toys cancels. If you don't need Dasa Ger for the Geris, then you can't make a Tanai. You don't need Das Bailam, so you're not a Balabas to make a Tanai. And since you don't need Dasa Adam, so you can't say that Toys should cancel a Das.
So what happened with Ruth and Orpa, or whatever, in English? Because at one point, Nama told them, you know, I'm going to go my way, you go your way, so
the push-up shot in the story is that they never converted, and on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, Ruach Amavia converted. The Gemara says when she was telling Naomi, Amechami velakaycha lekoi b'asher tali niyolin b'asher tamusi yomus, that was her kabbalas on mitzvah. So the simple shot was they were never converted the whole time till Ruach was going back to Eretz Yisrael. But then the pella is, how can it be? What do you mean, Machlan Akilian married non-Jewish women? There was supposed to be the Gedoli Hador. The husband was supposed to be from the Gedoli Hador. What's going on? So some say they were Megayir. So then it gets involved. But the Poshup Shat is they were never Megayir in the first place. That they married non-Jewish women. It's not to be understood.
Not because of Zohar Ma'adim Shalom Befonov, but for any other reason. Can he undo it later?
That's the Pella. The Gemara says he can undo it, so what does he have the right to undo it? If the Geris Bishaita was good, if it's based on Zohar Ma'adim Shalom Befonov, so then whenever you accept the gift on behalf of Pliny, and his instinctive reaction when he finds out is, I don't want the gift, I don't want to be beholden to him, So the Gemara says, if he's meichem mitchila v'atzof, he cancels the zochin. So then we understand why the ger katan, when he gdilu, when he comes of age, he can say, I don't want to be Jewish, and he cancels. But if he say that you don't need das at all, and it's not based on zochin, so why does the Gemara say, higdilu yichadam limchis? So if some rishayim don't, the Bahag doesn't paskin like that, higdilu yichadam limchis. He leaves out that Gemara. So maybe this is the way he understood. Maybe he holds that was a machloikas in the Gemara. That one opinion held that it is based on Zochin, and the Bahag wants the Paskin is not based on Zochin, that you don't need Das Adam. That's a problem. It doesn't make sense. If it's not based on Zochin, why can the child undo the whole Geirus when he grows up and he's not happy about the conversion?
Bach says that they talk a married non-Jewish woman was a lesser issa than being yichud with their mother.
That's all commentary, yeah?
Yes, so he says that it was less of an issa because the issa of living with a shiksa was later on, came later on. From Dovramel, he said it was an issa yichud with a mother.
Yichud with a mother?
With mother? He says when they came back from Bovel, they first, they spell for the Yitzhahara of Avedazora, then for the Yitzhahara Rayas. He said afterwards, so the Rebbeinu Shalom gave them the Yitzhahara Rayas, he saw nothing happen. And so they were mispalo, they gave him half, that there was no issu yichud with a mother or a close relative. So
wow.
Said, until then there was an issu yichud, so this was a lesser issu.
Wow. Kula chiddush. Okay. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, if the husband won the top of chavavam the base, the fourth line, it says chutz min akotin. The husband is choshed that his wife is having an affair with her father, with her brother, with an erva, that's a kinui. Chutz min akotin. What if the husband is choshed that the wife is having an affair with a young child, with a young boy? So that's a pasuk. Why? Because it says ish. She's having an affair with an ish. Ish amachmana v'loi katan. If he's a cotton not. If the husband is choshed, his wife is having an affair with a cotton, so the din of Saita doesn't apply. So the Mishnah Melech has a famous comment on this. He points out that it's a machlek, is the Rambam in Tosfos, what kind of a cotton are you talking about? So the Rambam says a cotton younger than the age of 9 is Ein B'yosa Biyah. A girl younger than the age of 3 is called Ein B'yosa Biyah. And a boy younger than the age of 9 is called Ein B'yosa Biyah. So the only time there's a din of Soita Asura al Baila is if the Eishes Ish has a Maisa's Nus, she has a Maisa Biyah with a man other than a husband. If she has a Maisa's Nus with a young boy who's not even 9 years old, so that's not called a Maisa Biyah. So that's how the Rambam understood this din. Tosis on the Daf Beferish does not understand like that. Tosis said the cotton means before Bar Mitzvah. So Tosis says, we're only excluding the husband as choshed, his wife had an affair with a boy from the neighborhood who's 12 years old. So there's no parsha soita, but the woman becomes asura al abal, and she becomes asura al abal, because he's 9 years old. If Tosis says, if it would be before the age of 3, you don't even need a pasuk. There's nothing to discuss. That's not ish prat l'katan. Ish prat l'katan goes, he's after 9 years old, and she's takamazana with him, she becomes Asura al-Abal, but the Parsha Saita doesn't apply. He has no right to bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, have a drink to my Mamorim. So the Beis HaLevi has a long, long arichas on this, based on the next Gemara. Maybe we'll say over part of it. So this is how the Gemara is dashing the Pasuk. Ish ha-machmana v'loi katan. And then it says, the ish is also mamayit, v'she'eno ish. When mamayit, if the husband is choshed, his wife had an affair with a katan, or if his wife had an affair with someone who is enoish. That's how the Mishnah says. Al-Yudei, the Mishnah is Chavdala Naman Alas. And the Mishnah reads by the tiny letter tests. Al-Yudei Kol Arayis Mekanim Chutz Min HaKatan Umi Misha Enoish. If the husband is choshed, his wife had an affair with a katan, either younger than 9 or younger than Bar Mitzvah, or the wife had an affair, Mimisheinuish, from someone who is not a human being. What do you mean? With an animal. What does it mean, Mimisheinuish? What do the words mean? So that's what the Gemara wants to know. Ish prat lakata, Mimisheinuish lemutemai. What is the next word in the Mishnah, Enuish? I lema. If you should say Mishenu Ish means he doesn't have mask, he's not masculine. He's not so masculine, the women wouldn't fall for him. If you should say Lemute Shachuf, what does it mean Shachuf? Shachuf means an old sick person, the guy's 105 years old. What, the husband is chosh, his wife had an affair with this man at 105 years old? So the different pshatim on what the word shachuf means. So one pshat is, how does Rashi say shachuf? Shebesara nishchaf, ekolev, yovesh, his skin is dry, he's falling apart, nothing can kach to do, ain't bekach for anything. Shachuf. So it's so far-fetched. It's like the husband is choshed that the wife is having an affair with her father. That's ridiculous. That's mamish paranoid. So here's choshed, the wife has an affair with a man who's 105 years old. That's the furthest from reality. So is that what the Mishnah means? Mishenu ish? From a husband is choshed, the wife is having an affair with someone who is absolutely doesn't look masculine at all. He doesn't look like the women would not swoon over him. Frag the Gemara, the thing is not true. V'hama Shmuel, how can you say that that's what the Mishnah means? V'hama Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shachuf, if a man is 105 and he's falling apart, Mekanim al Yodai, if the husband is choshed his wife, she's having an affair with him, there is a kinui, who paisel b'tshuma. And if he, let's say there's a nachri, if a woman sleeps with a nachri, so she, let's say a bas koin, is allowed to eat truma, but if she sleeps with a nachri, that knocks her out, she's not allowed to eat truma. Nivlo l'pasla p'sola. So, paisel b'tshuma, let's say the nachri that she had an affair with is 105 years old and is falling apart, but he did a maisabiyah. Maisabiyah is a maisabiyah. So it asks, that's how Rashi learned. Shochav means it's far-fetched that anyone is going to have tashmish with this man. Nonetheless, mikanam al yoda paisel b'tshuma, the din applies. Feg di gemar, mikanam al yoda pshita, what's the chiddush? Ma'udetema v'shochav v'shoshu shichvazer v'amachmana v'alabar 105 years old. He's not going to have any shichvazera. He doesn't have any semen. He can do maises nus maybe. So kamash malon, even though it's not roi lahotzi zera, still there's a din of saita sura abayla. Fine, the din of parsha saita plots. Fine. Then he says a paisel b'tshuma. If it's the woman sleeps, a Jewish woman sleeps with a nachri, she's considered a zayna and she's not allowed to eat tshuma, not allowed to marry a kohen and so on. Fregmar pshita, what's the chiddush? One might have thought, it says in the Chumash, V'lo yichal zara b'yamav. Amar Achmana, de'is li zara l'chal, de'is li zara loy l'chal. I would have thought, if the man with whom the woman sleeps, shaloy kedin, the woman is nivela to a mamzer, the woman, a Jewish woman, is nivela to a nochri, or to an evit kanani, or to a cholol. A Jewish woman is allowed to marry a cholol. A kohen is not allowed to marry a chalolo. But a Kohenis is permitted to marry a Cholol. But nonetheless, if anyone marries a Cholol, the woman becomes Nivala L'Pasala. For what? So let's say, if the husband divorces her for some good reason, she's going to become a Grusha. So of course she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Let's say a Cholol marries a woman, Beheta. A Cholol is allowed to marry a woman.
Did you say she becomes a Cholol?
And then the husband dies, she's an Almana. So Amana is not allowed to marry Kohen Gadol, but she can marry Kohen Hedyot. But since she was living with a Cholol, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Either becomes a Cholol or a Zayna. That's a question, what does she become? But she's knocked off. Even though it's Beheter. The Rambam writes, Hola Marata, let's say a woman...
So if you're Beheter, why do you have the stick attached to you?
So the Rambam points out, Hola Marata, it doesn't depend whether you violated an Aver. Let's say the woman violated Taras HaMishpacha, which has an Issa Kares. A woman doesn't go to mikveh, there's an issur kares. But that's not called nivela l'pasul apsol. She doesn't become a chalol or a zayna because she violated taras hamishpacha. So later on, when she decides to do tshuva and she wants to marry a kohen, it's permissible. But if the woman married a chalol, which is beheta gomor, she becomes a chalol or a zayna. She becomes psula lakuna. That's the Rambam points out. It's a little paradoxical. Hola marata. The upshot of the story is that it doesn't depend on whether she violated an Isser or not. It depends, was she living with a Pasula? Was she sleeping with a person who had a Chaloshem Psul? Cholol is a Pasul, Goy, Evid, Knaini, Mamzer, Evid. All of these Nivelol Pasula Psula. And Taras HaMishpach is not called Nivelol Pasula Psula.
Rabbi Eish's Kohen Shenen, so has a Zona.
Zona, yeah.
She didn't
Right, right. That's a chiddush. Even though the Gemara discusses it, the Gemara points it out. Even though she was raped, she didn't do anything wrong, still she becomes a zayna. Here it's a question, if she's nivala to a cholol, a woman marries a cholol beheter. So nonetheless, she becomes asur lekuna. Does she become asur? She becomes a cholola, or she becomes a zayna? So that's a discussion in Taisus and the Rambam.
Midrabanan,
yeah.
She followed her with the rules and she got chalitza, but I think she's still possible to recall it from that.
Midrabanan, the chalitza is like a grusha. Minatora, grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen, that's a pasuk. A pasuk in Chumash says a grusha is not permitted to marry a kohen. A chalitza is only midrabanan, because a chalitza looks like a grusha. So midrabanan, they prohibited a chalitza from marrying a kohen. Yeah. Yeah, all the children, the sons and the daughters. So the daughters who are halalas are not allowed to marry Kohanim. The sons are halalim, they can marry anybody they want, but they'll perpetuate the halalas. There's Kohen, Levi, Israel, and Cholol, and the Cholol keeps on going. If it's the father, if the...
Follows
the father. If the mother's a halala and she marries a Kohen, so the children will be halalim, because the Kohen is not allowed to marry a halal. If the mother's a halala, she marries a Levi or Israel, So the children are Yisrael and Malavim, so they won't continue, they won't perpetuate the halalas. But if the father's a halal, so just like if the father's a Kohen or a Levi, he transmits that wonderful status to the children. So if the father's a halal, he transmits the status of halalas to his children. Yeah. I remember they were saying over a riddle, hey, chitimtza, how is it possible a woman was married for years and she got a get? And the Rabbanim permitted her to marry a kohen. So I said, it's impossible. How can it be? No, so they tell me, no. They discovered that the husband was a goy. So since the husband was a goy, so he didn't have to give a get. So she's not a grusha. So I said, what do you mean? A woman lives with a goy, nivala lepasla, she's asura lekuna. So they never heard of that. They told me this, hey chitimtza. They told me it's a maisa shahaya. That a woman was married to a person for years and he finally gave a get. And then the Rabbanim said she's allowed to marry a Kohen because the get wasn't needed, the husband was a guy. The din is not true. If a woman lives with a guy, she's never allowed to pass the psalm.
You told him how a riddle.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but they told me it was a Maisa Shoya. Can't be. The din is not correct. So the Gemara says one might have mistakenly thought over here, when does the woman become Nivala Lepasala? If a woman sleeps with a Nochri, with an Ebeknaini, with a Cholo, with a Mamzer, with a Nosin, that's only if he's Roy Lahoitzi Zera. If he's 105 years old, he doesn't have any Zeras. So I would have thought, he's only Mechalal, the wife. He makes the wife into a Chaloler, into a Zayna, whatever it is. It's a question, which one? And this Gemara sounds like Lechalal. He makes the wife into a Chaloler. Pashup Shad. Nivala Lepasla makes a halalas. I would have thought it's only if he's royal hoilet. But here the man is a shach of 105 years old. He can barely do the tashmish. He's not going to succeed in having any zera. Kamashmalan nonetheless, nivala Lepasla psalma. That's how Rashi learned. Basically, Taisa says the same. The Rambam has a different shah. The Rambam says shachuf. Shachuf means an old sick person who can't have normal tashmish. So Rashi and Taisa say, old person doesn't look so masculine, the women are not going to swoon over him, and it's highly unlikely, highly improbable that he had tashmish with the woman, and the husband must be paradise. But nonetheless, that's the halacha. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes that shochuf is a man, a male, who cannot have kishui eiver. The Gemara says that maise bia, let's say, Abu'al Eshishish is Chai Misa, Abu'al Amamzeris is Chai Malkus. That's only if you do Tashmish, Hamashamish, Bekisha Yever, when the Eber Hazachris is excited. If it's limp, so that's not called Tashmish. So nonetheless, that's Tashmish Be'eva Meis. That's called Eva Meis. So the Rambam learns that Shochuf is one who's so old that he simply can't make Kisha Yever, and nonetheless, Mikanim al Yodai who paisel betruma. So daf and fashtein, why? Why is Mikanim al Yodai? It's ain't biyasad biya. If the halacha is that the mishamish beiva meis is not called tashmish,
if she drinks, she should live before.
There was mamish not. There was no tashmish. So that's what the Beis Halevi has a whole fantastic suggestion. According to the Rambam, the pasuk ish prat lekotnam was needed to tell me if the kotnam is younger than 9 years old. So Tosfos disagree, but Rav, younger than 9 years old, we know from other psukim that ain't be osa bia. So why do you need another pasuk over here that if he's younger than 9 years old, there's no din of soito? So based on the hemshech hasugya, so the Beis Halevi points out, one might have thought, like you said, bikpeda de bal tal yerachmona. Since the husband is warning his wife, the husband is upset why his wife is having an affair with this 5-year-old boy. It's a galechta. What do you mean having an affair? It's abnormal. He should take it to a psychiatrist if he thinks that she's having an affair with a 5-year-old boy. It's ein biyasa bia. So I would have thought that she becomes asura bala because bikpeda de bal tal yerachmona. So that's over here also. Even though Mishamish Be'eva Meis is not called Tashmish, I would have thought Bikpeda Debalta. Not I would have thought, the din is. The Rambam learns Shocha means one, a man who cannot do Kishu Yever, and nonetheless, Mikana Mayodai, it is a good Kinui, and she does become Asur Al Baila. Because Bikpeda Debalta Ali Rahman, even though it doesn't correspond to Hilchas Bi on Kola Tarakula. That's a Chiddush. How do you explain the next line? Upaisal Bechuma. There is no Kpeda Debal. Means if a Nochri was Boal Yisrael, Nochri was Boal HaKohenes, Mishamish Be'eva Meis. Mishamish Be'eva Meis. The Eva Hazachas was in a relaxed position. So if it's not called a Maisa Bia, so why does it Aser Betruma? If a woman is Nivola L'Pasol, a woman is Nivola to a guy, but this is not called Nivola. So apparently the Rambam has a Chiddush, that nivola l'pasula, you don't need a maisa bia. If you do a maisa ishus, penetration you do need. That's the Gemara is going to discuss how much penetration do you need. That's later on the daf. But you don't need it should be eva chai. Mishamish beva maisa is a maisa ishus, even though it's not a maisa bia. So a maisa ishus with a nachri is enough to aser. The Rambam is a big chiddush. The Rambam is a very big chiddush. The Rambam's pshat, shochuf means a man who has he's so old, he has such a condition, that he can never accomplish Kishu Yever. And in Kol HaTarakula we say, Mishamish Beva Meis doesn't count. It's not called Tashmish. And here, Tuchidushim. Mekanem Al Yodai, Upoisel Betshuma. That's the Rambam Shita. So again, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah,
in terms of there has to be Shit was Zera. Or even without
Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be Shichla Zer. No.
It should be itself.
And the Rambam has a Chiddush, even though it doesn't correspond to Hilchas Bi and Kol HaTarakula. I would have thought even younger than 9, Kamash Mala, no. But even though it's Mishamish Beiva Meis and Kol HaTarakula doesn't count, here it does Asa. It doesn't have to correspond to Hilchas Bi and other areas of Halach. So let's go back again. How did the Mishnah say the husband is Choshed his wife that she had an affair al yidei kol arayis? He thinks she had an affair with her father, which is highly unlikely, but nonetheless, the parsha site applies. So it says al yidei kol arayis mekanim, except for kotonat chutz min hakotan machlekes the Rama mitayis, which cotton before 9 or before by mitzvah, and also chutz mimisha enoish. If it's nishke mensh, what do you mean nishke mensh? So the Gemara wants to know, do you mean shachuf, that he doesn't look masculine, eino ish, he doesn't look, the women are not swooning over him, we just said the din is not true. So what does it mean? Elilimutte avikachavin. Maybe that's what it is. Mishayin ish, bechal nishken yit. So what do you mean? The husband thinks his wife is having an affair with a non-Jew? So the din of Saita doesn't apply. Fake din more, it's not true. The din is not correct. If the husband is choshed, his wife is having an affair with a guy, the din of Saita does apply. Why should it not apply? I mean, why should it not? We could have built up a whole argument like before. By the arise, I would have thought, minitma, the only time there's a parsha of Saita is if I date this znus, she becomes asura to the boil. But she's asura to the boil anyway. He's a non-Jew like the Arayus. So that was rejected.
Yeah, but smash the guy is not the parsha of Arayus.
Yeah, so Rav Amnuna says it is included. He says, same.
But the Gemara has a difference. The Gemara, when the Gemara has those in the Arayus, that included Goy too.
Okay, the bottom line, it does include Goy. It was a mistake in Havamina, Lema, if you're going to say, Chutz Mimishenish means Nishken Yid, a Goy. So the Gemara says, it's not true. That's the same as any other Arayus. What do you need Rav Hamnuna for? What's the chiddush? And for the Gemara, when does the parsha of Saita apply if she becomes asura to the boil? But this non-Jew she's having an affair with. Anyway, she's not allowed to marry the goy. Aim, I would have thought incorrectly, loy, that the parsha doesn't apply. Kamash Malon, that's the same Havamina we had by the Arai, same over here. And it's rejected, just like we rejected it, over here. A posel b'truma pshita, what's the chiddush of Rav Hamnuna? That if a Nochri lives with a Jewish woman, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Nochri lives with a Nochri Evan. Mamzer, Cholol, Nosin, all of these people. If the woman is Nivola Lepasala, she becomes Psala. Either she becomes a Zayna, becomes a Chalola. That's a Dion, the Ramamitais. But she becomes Asura. So, Freg the Gemara, Paisal Betruma Pshita. The non-Jew lives with a Jewish woman, of course. And for the Gemara, Maladetem, Oma might have thought mistakenly that Pasik, where we learn out, where we establish this halacha of Nivola Lepasala Psala, if the woman has an affair, is sleeps with someone who has a shame psula, chola, nasan mamza, I would have thought it applies to everybody but a goy. Why? Because the pasuk says, the baskan kisili ishzar, he betrumas hakadoshim lo seichel. The pasuk shot in the pasuk means like this, a kohen is allowed to eat truma. If you're not a kohen, you're not allowed to eat truma. The kohen has children, the sons and the daughters, they can all eat truma. They're all kohanim. The daughters are kohanim, the sons are kohanim. O bas kohen is allowed to eat truma, kisili ishzar, but if she marries a non kohen, so since she married a Levi or Israel, that's how the Sefer Chinuch writes. When she marries a Levi, it's also we treat her as if she's ois kohenes. When she was born till the age of 20, she was a kohenes. Father was a kohen. Then she marries a Levi or Israel. Ishti kegufay is ois kohenes. So that's the pashup shad. Bas kohen kisil yishzar. When she marries a non kohen. So the Gemara gives a different. That's pshuta shal mikra. Ena mikra etzem de pshuta. That is the pshat. Then the Gemara has the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation. Bas koyin kisia liish zar. If a bas koyin is nevelis by a man who has a psul on him, he's a cholol, he's a nasan, he's a mamze, he's an abit kanaini, whatever. He betrumas hakadoshim lo sechol. Not that she married him. The Poshib Shabaskan Kisiya Liishzar, she marries an Ankoin. Tia means Havaya. Kisayena Liishte Noshim. If a man is married to two wives. Kisiya Liishzar, Poshib Shad, if she's married to an Ankoin, so Ishte Kigufa, she's Ois Kohenes. And the additional level of interpretation is Baskoin. Kisiya Liishzar, she's Nivola Lepasala. He betrumas Akadosh Masecha, she becomes a Zaina Chalala. She's never allowed to eat Truma for the rest of her life. So the Gemara says, I would have thought that the din nivola lepasla psal only applies if nivola to a cholol, to a mamzer, to a nasin, but nivola to an eved or to an akum, there's no tvisis kiddushin. So I would have thought that's not included in the pasuk. I would have thought kisil is the amrachmana the pasuk from which I derive this din of nivola lepasla says kisia. So I would have thought it's only the bar havaya and the bar havaya lo. It's only if the man with whom she slept could have possibly had tefisas kiddushin with her. It means a cholol nasa mamza. But an evet kenaini or a nochri, the la bar havaya, she couldn't have possibly had tefisas kiddushin. Would have thought loy, that there's no din of nivola lepaslo. Kamash malon Rav Hamnuna, that it's not so. That if an akum the evet is bal bas Yisrael, also becomes asura lakuna avada. That's a din yavamas like that. And how do you take a no? How do you know? Maybe it's wrong. So he says, Midrab Yechon, because Rab Yechon has a different pasuk. The Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon never saw Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was a Tana. Rabbi Shmuel at the same time as Rabbi Akiva. There was the time of Churban Abbas. Rabbi Yechon was way later, generations later. And that's why he says Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yechon, if it would say Amar Rabbi Yechon, Amar Rabbi Shmuel means that he heard directly. Mishum, he heard over the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Was Minayin, how do you know that the din is true? Minayin love kacham v'yavishah bo ala kaines v'ala levil v'ali bas Yisrael shep solu. How do you know that the din of nivul ala pasla psala even applies to an akum v'yaved where they couldn't have had tefisas kiddushin? Maybe it only applies to l'chol nas and mamzer. Maybe it doesn't apply. Shenem a different pasuk. A baskan kisiyah mana grusha v'yesh la manas v'gevishin bo yatsu ala kacham v'yavishah in la manas v'adrashah from a pasuk. Another pasuk that shows. The pasuk says, the pasuk shan the pasuk says, a kohenis is allowed to eat truma. But if she marries a non-kohen, then ishta kegufa, she's not allowed to eat truma. But if the husband divorces her, the husband dies, tisei almana grusha, v'shavel beis aviyah kinerei melechem aviyah teichel. She's no longer married to the czar, no longer married to the Levi or to the Israel. She got divorced from him, but the husband died. So she's allowed to go back and eat the truma. So the pasuk says she's only allowed to go back and eat the truma if the man that she was married to for the while was one who could have had tefisas kiddushin. She was married to a Jew, but if she was living with a goy in between, where there's no almanas v'gevishin, there's no tefisas kiddushin, that knocks her out. That makes her into a zayin or a chalolo. She's never allowed to eat truma again. She's never allowed to marry a goy. So we have the two psukim. So we built up. So we're left with the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah mean? If the husband is choshed his wife that she had an affair with Misha Eino Ish, what does it mean? Does it mean a shachuf? He's not masculine at all. The din is not true. It's also Mikana Mal Yoda. It doesn't mean Nishken Yid. Nishken Yid is also the Mikana Mal Yoda. Zagmon name, Misha Eino Ish means a behema. The husband is choshed that his wife is practicing Mishka Behema. So that doesn't asel about. That's an Issa Skila. There's an Issa Karis, but an Issa Skila to practice Mishka Behema, but it doesn't Asur Isha Labaila. Esha Sisha Zinsa. Asur Alabaila is only of Zinsa with a man. Zinsa with a Behema, isn't it?
How about a woman?
What do you mean, Ishwal or Isha?
Doesn't Asur.
That's not a Maisa Bia. Here she has an affair with a Kelev. So the Kelev has an Eva HaZachrus. So there is a Maisa's Nus here. The Eva HaZachrus was put into the Eva HaNachrus. But since it's a Behema, so we say Ein's Nus LeBehema does not. But two women together, that's a... No, does not say the Kohen. That's an Avera. That's an Avera. To be a lesbian is an Avera. It's a different Avera. Kamasi Eretz Mitzrayim Sheishavtem O Lo Yisasu. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara and says, that's the pasuk that prohibits lesbianism.
If she marries a Nasa,
Kedushin is Tosha,
right? Kedushin Atopsin, yeah. So what if he dies, does she go back to eating Tumah?
Can she go back to
eating Tumah once the Nasa dies?
No. Once she was Nivola to a Nasin.
Kedushin was Tosha.
Yeah. Nasin Chalal Mamzer. Yeah. Even though Nasin is an Avera, Cholol is a bigger chid, Cholol is Mutter. A Kohenis is permitted to marry a Cholol, but still, he has a Chalashem Psul on him. Nivol al Apostle of Psola. If the man with whom she was living, the man with whom she had Tashmish, had a Shem Psul on him, namely a Cholol, so then she becomes a Zayin Asur Elokai. El Zagmar Lemutti Mayim, our popular Mutter Baby Ains Nus Bebehema. That's what the Mishnah means. If the husband is accusing his wife that she had an affair with a Behema, even if it's ascertained that it's true, she does not become Asur al-Bailo. That's not called a Maisa Bia. Then the Gemara says, where's the Mokker and Chumash? Amle Rava Mifar Zakele Rav Ashi Minah Amil Sadam Rach Banan. Where did the rabbis derive that from? Where's the Mokker and Chumash? There ain't no Slebehema. So the Gemara Dichsiv, a Pasuk says, you're not permitted to bring as a carbon Esnan Zayna or Mechir Kelev. Let's say, I have an extra dog, you have an extra sheep. So I want to swap, so I give you the dog in exchange for which you pay me by giving me a sheep. So that's called Mechir Kelev. So that's Mos Lagavoy. So you're not allowed to be Makar of that sheep, even though it's a perfectly normal sheep. Since it's a Mechir Kelev, I swap the dog for a sheep, not allowed to be Makar of Ezekarb. Then the Pasuk says also, Esnan Zayna, if someone had an affair with a prostitute and he pays her, the Gemara has a lot of conditions. It's a it's a rare situation. So if he pays her with by giving her a sheep, and then she decides she wants a kapor, she wants to bring the sheep as a korban and base on migdash, so we don't accept the esnan zayna. So with Tanya, we have a brisa, only these two, esnan zayna, mechir kelev, kitoavas Hashem, gam shneim. The Gemara says only shneim, v'loy abo osam. Not four. So esnan kelev, or mechir zayna, let's have a shivcha who's a zayna. And I sell her, and they give me a sheep instead of the shivcha. So it's a mechir shivcha. It's a mechir zayna. The mechir zayna is kosher lahakrova. Or an esnan kelev. Someone wants to have tashmish with a dog, so he pays the master of the dog by giving him a sheep. To have, so there's no din of esnan kelev, and there's no din of mechir zayna. Why is there no din of esnan kelev? Because ain't no slibeim. That's what the Gemara. Only esnan zayna. Zayna is with a human being. A male and a female together. If it's two females, or one of them is a behema, so there's no din, it's not called a maises nus. Okay. We'll have to continue next week. Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Matos, quotes from the Sifrei, and Bamidbar on Parshas Matos, it says, Zeh hadobar shatziva Hashem by Hataras Nedarim. So Rashi says, Zeh hadobar is only Moshe Rabbeinu speaks on that level, high level of prophecy, direct dictation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh hadobar, this is precisely, exactly verbatim what the Ribbono Shel'Olam said. All the other prophets only say, Koy Amar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes also says, Koy Amar Hashem. Was giving a nevuah, that's only Lohai Rasha. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Dinim Ledoires, then he was given direct dictation. So he says, Zeh hadovar shatziv Hashem. This is exactly verbatim what the Ribbono Shel Olam has to say. And then we pointed out also, the Biskarov has this a lot in his Sefer, and the Kedushas Levi has this also. The first piece is also in the Kedushas Levi on Parshas Matas. Then the Kedushas Levi has on Parshas Boi, he points out what the Biskarov has Barichas, the expression tzivo. Rashi, the opening Rashi on Parshas Tzav, writes, Eloshin Tzav Eloshin Ziriz Miyara Ledoris. The verb mitzvah, tzivu, asha tzivu Hashem, only applies if it's a chiyuv Ledoris. If it's only a Rasha, it's not called a mitzvah. The Rambam lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs, so the second klal, in the Rambam, he has 14 sharoshim, 14 klalim. So the first klal, you only count mitzvahs deraisa, you don't include mitzvahs derabon. Mitzvah Rabbanu Zayin L'Dovah Soft is way more than 613. Then he has the second clause, you only include mitzvahs that are Noig L'Doris. Something was only Hoi Rasha. Right. Special Dinim that were only Hoi Rasha don't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it's not called a mitzvah. So here in Parsha Shmini, Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed that Aaron HaKohen has to bring special Karbanas once in the history of the world. Never before, never after. Mamish Hoi Rasha. And how does he introduce it? Zeh HaDavar HaShetziva Hashem. That both expressions are problematic. He says, Zeh HaDavar should have said, Koy Amar Hashem. And how does he use the expression, it's HaShetziva Hashem, if it's a Hoi Rasha, so it's not called a mitzvah. So how can he use the expression, Zeh HaDavar goes on a Dinim L'Doris, direct dictation. HaShetziva Hashem is only if it's a Din L'Doris. So I think the answer is the following. The Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, disagrees a lot with the Halachas Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos was a Sefer written generations, a few generations before the Rambam in the days of the Gaonim. We're not sure exactly who wrote the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, but Tosfos always says, Kol Dvar Dibri Kabbalah, we always have to have respect for the Halachas Gedolos, even if he seems sometimes to be off the mark. Even if he says some strange things, like by the Sfir Zaymer, if you skip the day, you can't continue the mitzvah. Why not? Tosfos doesn't understand. But out of respect for the Halachas Gedolos, so we don't say a bracha. If you skip the day in the sphere, you don't say a bracha, and so on. Robis Choshish for the Halachas Gedolos. So the Rambam a lot of times disagrees with the Halachas Gedolos, and the Halachas Gedolos also Minyan HaMitzvahs. He writes which are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Halachas Gedolos includes the mitzvah of Trumas HaMeches. In the end of Chumash Bamidbar, it says they had a milchama with Midyan. And then after the Jews were successful in the Muhammad, they had to give they divided half of the loot was given to the soldiers in the army, half the loot was given to the Klal Yisrael. So from the chelek hayotzim batzava, the soldiers had to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. Echad achuz mechamei shamayos. They had to give 1 out of 500. And from the chelek of Bnei Yisrael, they had to give echad achuz menachamishim, 2%, 1 out of every 50. So that's a hayrah shah. The Gemara said the verse that was once in the history of the world, never before, never after. So it doesn't deserve to be in the minyan amitzvah. So the bahag counts it in the minyan amitzvah. Trumas adech, trumas ameches, that they have to give echad achuz menachamishim from the klal Yisrael and echad achuz mechamei shamayos from the Quran. So the Rambam disagrees. It's a hayrah shah. Doesn't belong in the minyan amitzvah. So the Ramban suggests two ways to defend the halachas d'olos. Much of the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes himself, he's defending, the Rambam wrote as if he's wiping the floors with the halachas d'olos. So the Ramban says, a lot of times, I happen personally to agree with the Rambam, but he shouldn't have wiped the floors, but you can always defend what the halachas d'olos said. A lot of times the Ramban in his Melchamas also, he'll defend the Rif, I personally don't agree with the Rif. But the Balamor writes such an attack. Balamor was a young teenager, and he attacks the Rif, was the place to come before him in his generation. The Rif can be defended. Even if I don't agree with the Rif can be easily defended. So here, the Ramban suggests two ways to defend the Halachas Gedolos, why he counted Trumas Amechas. So one way they all ask is against the Gemara. He suggests, maybe it is a Din L'Doros that whenever the Jewish army is successful in battle and victorious, and they take over a lot of loot, so maybe that's a din l'doros that whenever they're successful, they have to give a donation. So the Megillah Esther on the side said it's against the Gemara. The Gemara Menachas Beferish, that the whole Trumas Mechas story was a Hirosha, it's not a din l'doros. So the Ramban said, so that's a difficult suggestion. That's Kemat Mefurish against the Gemara. So then the Ramban gives another suggestion that I think Farem is a lot of kash. He gives another suggestion. Maybe Taka Trumas HaMechas was a Hirosha, but it's there are different kinds of Hayru Ashur. Let's say there was a Hayru Ashur that the Jews had a knock on the next door neighbor's doors in Mitzrayim, Erech Pesach, to ask for matonis. That doesn't apply, Bizmanazet. And even if you volunteer to do it, and even if the non-Jewish next door neighbor will give you, he'll say, it says in the Bible, the non-Jew will read the Bible and say, okay, I have to give you a present because it's Erech Pesach. Even if we'll go along with it, there's no key in my mitzvah. You didn't accomplish anything by asking him and by accepting the gift. And sometimes there's a hayra shah that you're not mechuyif to do the dirt, but if you do it, there is a kiyum. So that's what the Ramban says. Maybe the halachas gedolos felt trumas hameches is to give a donation to the Beis Hamikdash. The dirt is you're not mechuyif to give a donation. But whenever someone gives a donation to Hegdash, he certainly did a mitzvah. He's not mechuyif to give donation, but if you give a donation, it's chala, becomes Hegdash, and you fulfill the mitzvah. So maybe that's what the halachas gedolos thinks. Whenever there's a hayra shah that you're mechuyev to do something, that just doesn't have any application whatsoever, the doris. So that doesn't belong in minyan mitzvahs. But whenever there was a hayra shah, you had to do something, and if you do it in the future generations, there will be a kiyum mitzvah. You're not mechuyev the doris, but there will be a kiyum. So maybe that, the halachas gedolos thought, belongs in the minyan mitzvahs. So I was thinking, maybe that answers these two kashas. In Parsha Shmini, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, "Zeh hadavar shatziv Hashem," and he tells them, "Everything is purely hayra shah. It was once in the history of the world, never before, never after." So, how does he use the expression "ashatziva," and how does he say "zeh hadavar"? How come this was direct dictation? So maybe that's the answer. True, all of these special karbonos were hayra shah once in the history of the world. For the Shmini Lemiluim, but still there was a kiyum. There is an institution of bringing oilo shlamim chatos ledaris. There is such a din. So even though the obligation, the chiyuv to bring in that was purely hayra shah, but nonetheless, this was given direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter. That's why he says zeh hadavar, and he calls it ashatziv Hashem, because there will be a kiyum ledaris. There'll never be a chiyuv ledaris, but there will be a kiyum ledaris. The same way the Ramban defended the Bahag on the Trumas Ameches. Maybe that's the answer to these kashas. Why in Pasuk Vav, Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav, it says, Zeh Adavar Shatziv Hashem Tasav Yer Alechem Kvod Hashem, and he proceeds to tell Ohei Rosha that was only once in the history of the world. That's a possibility.
You don't have to face a mikdash yet.
You have what?
There was no mibul man if people
all face a mikdash. There was.
Why
could also be. Meaning, the Ramban says, in principle, you mechuyev to do miluim ledoros osa. The details are hayrasha. But in principle, yeah, also.
Right.
Better.
So should the Bahab list this as one of the mitzvahs?
Should have.
But he's not consistent and he wouldn't be.
No, it could be that he does.
Okay,
should
he does. Okay.
Should count the
mitzvah.